Hello from Plano, Texas. Water of Life Ministries. I'm Noel Davidson, servant, apostle, and prophet of Jesus Christ. In 2003, God sent me to the 48 main states of the mainland to pray. I took six with me most of the time, and we went to all 48 states. We flew by air. We didn't flap our wings, and we didn't drive fast. But 3 and 4, in less than 12 months, I was in every state praying. The gospel has been preached in America since 92 in most of America. But in 2007, we went on live stream all over the United States. We've been there ever since. That's since January 2007. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says God has sent the church, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. Those 5 ministries are necessary to build up the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul was an apostle, a prophet, and a teacher, and a preacher to the Gentiles. He had that authority. The apostle and prophet lay the foundation in the church, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Thank God. Then others build on that foundation. The word pastor is only used one time in the New Testament, and that's in the book of Ephesians. Amen. Thank God. And they feed the church. They feed the church with knowledge and understanding. That is the ministry of Jesus in a person. The apostle Jesus in a man. The prophet Jesus in a man. The teacher Jesus in a man. And the pastor Jesus in a man. A prophetess in the church is a ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ in a female, a woman. And they're ordained as prophetesses. They also, along with every other woman, every person in the body of Christ, are to preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. You find that in Ephesians 4, that the body of Christ, the apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist, are sent to perfect those for the work of the ministry. Perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. Then, amen. This is run into some wicked spirits. The apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist are set in the church for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. You see, I know what it says, and the Spirit of God knows what it says, and there's much opposition. Much opposition. Amen. Now, back to 2003-2004, God sent me as an apostle and a prophet to 48 states, the mainland. We did not go to Hawaii. We did not go to, what's that place up north? Alaska. I know. Too cold. Sarah Palin can't preach the gospel up there. Amen. So, now God is bringing me up, overcoming a lot of principalities and powers and wicked spirits. And tonight, as an apostle, as a prophet, as a teacher, and a pastor, a feeder. Well, you can't be them all. Oh, yes, I can. Let me challenge your intellect that's not quite as keen as you think it is. First Corinthians 12:28. God set first in the church an apostle. So you're thirdly a prophet, thirdly a teacher. Now, you know who laid the foundation? The apostle and prophet. You know what was in Jesus Christ being a chief cornerstone? You know what ministry is in that apostle? Prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist. Why? Because they're the first ones set in the church. They laid the foundation, and what I just said to you happens to be foundational. All right? That is all in me, put there by the Father and Jesus. It's all Jesus in me. It's not me. I'm still loyal and always will be. Thank God. So, now that we have established this, and oh, by the way, the prophetess comes out of my heart too. Look, oh, I'm going to say this. Did you know when you get to heaven, hopefully, that you get to meet Jesus? And that you get to meet the 12 apostles and the other apostles that followed them, and there's about 13 or 14 of them, and folks, they're there. That they are the body of Christ. Are you with me? And when you get there, you're not going to walk up and say, Peter, have a seat. Paul, we don't want to hear you. You are going along with me to be under the authority of Jesus Christ, and that operates through all of them. You see?
Yes.
It's not going to be the Baptist in heaven and, all right, we're going to take charge and we'll teach what we want. Now, I'm going to say this, that the Scripture says when Jesus returns, he will give you authority all over all that you are doing. Is that right?
Right.
Amen. My ministry as an apostle and prophet is to the world with the gospel. And I'm going to be somewhere in the body of Christ in heaven, but I know that I won't be telling John, you had it wrong. Folks, you got a lot of humility that's going to have to show up. You know that? And you're not going to go up to Esther and say, oh, by the way, Esther, you usurped authority over men. We're going to be a part of the body of Christ, but those people are the hierarchy. Get that straight. All right? Now, let's talk about deacons and elders. All right? So, Kathy, now we're not going to do a lot of speaking about this. It's clear the elders and the deacons are the authorities of the local church. The local, like Dallas and Fort Worth, is local. Well, maybe not. Maybe all of Texas is local. Maybe Missouri is all local. Oklahoma is all local. California is all local church. Indiana, Tennessee, all. One church, and they have elders and deacons. Right? See, you people think too little. Oh. Elders and deacons. So, Kathy, let's read about the elders. All right?
All right.
Let's go.
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work.
Bishop and elder, same thing.
A bishop must then be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, and having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them that are without, lest he fall into reproach in the snare of the devil. Likewise,
you're getting ready to go to deacons, right?
Right.
All right. Now, the Apostle Paul spoke these words, and it was written to the various locations, churches, regions. It's still there. The revelation of this has been given to me as well. It was given to Paul first. I understand that. By Jesus. All right? So, you need to take the Bible, what Kathy just read. And you need to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly divided the word of truth. See, I cannot hand beat everybody. So you're going to have to do this. Now, the apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist covers wherever God sends them. And my ministry happens to cover the earth. And I am speaking to local groups, like I just said. And you take the Bible, here's the way an elder is supposed to act. No, not the way you think. The way the word says. James chapter 1, 22 says, be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own self. And I believe it's verse 24 or 25 that says that a person that is a doer of the word is a doer of the work. Now, friends, this is a blueprint. And these are the instructions for of how the blueprint is to be put together. It's real simple. So this is the way elders rule. Now we'll be talking about elders over the next couple, 3 days. So you need to look at this. If you're a member of the body of Christ, you need to take the Bible and study it. And it's incumbent upon you to learn what it says and get a revelation of it and follow it. You have to hunger and thirst after righteousness, and you'll be filled. Hunger and thirst. That's one of the Beatitudes. Y'all love the Beatitudes. So this is the way elders operate. And if you believe yourself to be an elder, then you better be looking at this perfect law of liberty and look at it and say, do I measure up? Do I measure up or do I have some deficiencies? And don't let the deficiencies bother you. God never called a perfect person yet. He called the heathen, gave them to Jesus, and made them. And he's in the process of perfecting them. Now, let's take up deacons. Elders and deacons are of a local church, which may be the size of Texas, California, or how about Rhode Island, Maryland, right? You see, you people have watched religion operate, and it's phony. It's of the devil, not of God. And every person needs to have the humility to acknowledge an apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, elder, deacon. We'll get into more. A prophetess, you see, people don't want to hear of a prophetess. And a lot of people like to call themselves prophetesses, and they're not. You know, they spell it P-R-O-F-I-T. Finish it out. Hear that? That's money. Now, let's read about deacons.
Verse 8, likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree, and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things write unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Last verse, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
You notice he wrote this. Said there's a letter for the church to read. It's anointed. It's the word of God. It's up to you to help yourself read it and get an understanding of it. But I will tell you this. If you think the only feeding you're ever going to get is from someone preaching the word, you're blind. It says, study to show yourself approved. All right? So I want to encourage you, throughout the world, the authority of the apostle and prophet is present. And God is building the body of Christ. The apostle and prophet laying the foundation, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone.